Uploading.
Three, two, one.
Winner! Welcome to the very last in season one Backstage Banter podcast. We have made it through an entire season, and to wrap it all up, we have four of your favorite people in the world here with us today. Let's do a quick roll call. Who's first?
Annalise is first.
Johnny is second.
Justice is third.
Which makes me last, Harry. Hello. welcome if you are joining us for the first time. There's a whole chunk of really good episodes you should go back and listen to.
Good chat.
Start from episode one. It's perfect for a summer roadie, which is the season we're about to head into.
Love it.
This would fill a good hour of the car trip, so that'll be worth it. Hey, but to finish us off in season one.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to today discuss the official top Arise Kids top three spreads for your breads.
Spread it out. Spread it out of the floor right now, guys.
We're not going to have a big conversation about this.
No, we are.
It's clearly Nutella, peanut butter, and honey.
Wrong. That's
I don't like honey.
I feel like you're just trying to get me angry. So
what do you mean, Nutella, peanut butter, and honey?
No. Where's your Marmite?
Time. I've called time. Okay, so what we need to do first is establish what spreads there are, and then we put them into the top three, okay?
Right.
So Annalise has already thrown out Nutella. That's a good shout.
Solid.
Nutella is really good, okay?
Ooh.
Peanut butter, you've also said.
Yep.
Now, here's where it gets controversial. Hold on with your Marmite call, because that's wrong.
Marmite.
But, crunchy or smooth?
I think crunchy is better than smooth, but I'll take either.
Wow.
I feel like when I eat the crunchy peanut butter, it makes it squeaky.
It does squeak.
I
feel like that's the experience you got to have, you know?
No.
The smooth is just sticky. It's just like...
I think it depends what kind of brand you get. Get some Picks.
Yeah, get the good brand.
And Picks extra smooth. Oh, it's just like lavender in your mouth.
Sorry. Okay, two things now. First of all, how do you get something that's smooth, extra smooth?
Wait, like, what are you doing? I'm talking about the right brand. There's an extra smooth one, eh? Yeah, there is, yeah.
Can we also just pause and say, it's like lavender in my mouth? I don't think I would ever put a piece of lavender in my mouth.
Hold on a moment. You're the person who ate grass and said it was minty.
Slash mint, yeah.
So don't be out here throwing shade at my guy, Johnny.
I wouldn't eat a lavender. Who does that?
Who would eat grass? Are you a cow? No.
Wait, what's lavender?
It's a flower.
What I'm trying to say is that when you do washing, you use lavender things. It makes it soft and smooth.
Or like when you've got a really stinky toilet,
it's the fragrance.
It's the texture. Okay, but this is
so here's
jam.
Spreads.
Jam, right?
Yeah.
But there are so many types of jam.
Strawberry's the best.
Raspberry jam is the best. You've been outvoted.
Raspberry jam with
strawberry
on toast.
That's not a spread. Take it back.
What about the cheese spread? Do they still sell that? I used to eat that as a
cheese spread.
There's a cheese spread. It kind of tastes
really disgusting.
It kind of tastes a little bit like
cheese.
Those cheeses, they're like Cheesedale cheese. When that the plastic cheese that they wrap in the plastic.
Oh yeah, yuck!
I did not like that stuff.
I like plastic cheese.
So no one said it, and I feel like it's because I'm going to be judged really badly for it. But marmalade.
Are you a granddad?
I like marmalade. I like that.
Marmalade's good, right?
Yeah. Old man walking here. We got an old man walking here. He needs some marmalade.
I mean, essentially, marmalade is jam.
It's good.
It's not jam.
It's nicer. But it's like orange jam.
It's nicer.
Yeah, it's marmalade great food. Jam. Orange jam. It's delicious.
Lemon.
You know, lemon. Yep.
Ooh, lemon curd.
Oh, is that really
lemon
great?
Curd.
Lemon curd is really yummy.
Really good.
Okay, wait. Can we come back to Marmite, though? Because when you have Marmite, I feel like it's good. But if it's only in tiny skims.
Yeah, you're going to do it properly.
Little, and you have to put it with butter.
Yes.
Yeah, not margarine,
real butter.
You need to make sure that when you butter, the butter's melted. Like, you straight on toast, melt it, and then put the...
I feel like there are too many rules with Marmite here.
It's not complicated.
It can't be in the top three. There's too many...
Definitely top
three. Too many stipulations. Definitely top three.
100% top three.
I reckon I would put marmalade over Marmite.
Marmalade is on the bottom.
Can I just make something real clear, just for everyone listening to this? No one likes Vegemite.
No.
Right?
Nah.
What is the dip? Like,
they're so similar.
Oh my word.
They're both yeast-based spreads.
Which, if you think about it, it's kind of gross.
But bread's made of yeast.
Yes, but
you said it was gross, yet you wanted a cheese spread? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, cheese spread. Yeah.
A cheese spread that tastes like minty grass.
Okay, can we just pause and put a new one in? The new spread that's recently come out. The Biscoff spread.
A new, yeah, it's good.
It's like made from those yum Biscoff spread. Your dad gave it to me one time. Oh. Yeah, he was like, here, have a sandwich. I made a Biscoff bread.
Shut up, Brian.
Sandwich.
I reckon
it's good. But
it's
not
good.
On toast.
Not
it's
like a three.
Biscuit. I rate it.
Not, that's in your not in sandwich. Top three.
I rate it. It's yummy.
Look, okay, I'm going to put it out there. Oh. It's not a spread, but you do spread and put it on. But I always enjoy putting in some noodles.
No, that's not a spread.
Noodles on toast.
That is not. That's
me
not
green
a,
noodles.
A spread, guys.
But I spread it on.
You spread it on.
Are we doing just single spreads? Because something that is my favourite combo is honey and peanut butter.
That's not a spread. That's a combination.
What about peanut butter and banana?
That's again, bananas are not a spread.
Okay.
What about
a pretty simple topic, guys?
But if we mash the banana?
No, again, it doesn't. It's
peanut
not
buttery,
in the spread.
Banana-y. Homemade spread.
It's
peanut
not.
Butter and banana. I'm going to do it when I get home.
Peanut butter's the top. One, yay! I
vote. Okay. No, I reject that.
What?
Wow.
That I veto that peanut butter cannot be the top.
Surely Nutella is the top.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
You
we like need to. We need to go 3-2-1 now.
Wait, can I just put one more in there?
You can put one more.
Overlooked
in the mix.
It. Yeah, and sure. That's just butter.
Yeah, I was gonna say
just
butter.
Wow.
That's good.
By itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's yum.
Only good
Huge.
On freshly baked bread.
Good with toast.
Butter by itself is actually. That's a great shout. That is really good. I'm having to rethink my whole entire list now.
No, guys.
Okay, let's
Surely
quickly
Biscoff.
Go around
yep.
and go 3-2-1. Like a
is one
third
the top?
Best. Yeah,
oh, yeah
one
okay.
is the best. That's how sort of gold,
yep,
silver,
yep,
bronze
yep,
works.
Yep.
So we're going to share our versions of the top three, and then we're going to see
Solid.
If we can agree
so hard.
And put them in. Okay, so we'll start with, do you want to start first?
Yeah,
have you got your top three?
Well, yeah, but which one am I going first?
3-2-1. So
start with my third one.
Start with your third one and then go 3-2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
My third one would be Marmite.
Marmite.
My second one would be peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
My top one would be just butter.
So you're going smooth peanut butter?
Ooh.
Yes, smooth,
smooth
okay.
peanut butter
okay.
and then butter. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with honey, number three. Crunchy peanut butter, number
no.
two. Nutella, number one. I'm going to stick with my first
one. Wow. Group.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna go like this. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do honey in third.
Nice.
I'm gonna do.
That's surprising because you're a big honey guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna do honey third. Yeah, I'm gonna do a raspberry jam in second.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then in first,
that.
I'm gonna go butter. Just
yeah.
plain butter.
Whoa,
that is such, it's, honestly,
guys.
It's thrown me off.
Bread.
Yeah. Plain butter's thrown
right.
me off.
You ready?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three?
Yeah.
Honey.
Oh, I think we've solidified
honey.
Number three is honey.
Number two?
Yep.
Marmite.
No.
Wow.
Number one, butter.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm hearing
wow.
is, what I'm hearing is the top three, we need to figure out what order, is honey,
yep.
butter, and peanut butter.
Yeah.
So now the decision.
Oh, I do not want peanut butter on my list.
I'm so sorry, but it's you've been outvoted here. So it sounds like, it also
honey
sounds like we've
yum.
Pretty much got the order. In third place,
it's honey.
It's honey.
Peanut
second
butter
place.
Second.
Second place is peanut butter.
First place.
Which means first place
is
the official number one spread for
sheesh.
Your bread. Do you never saw this one coming? It's butter.
How crazy that Nutella didn't make it.
I know,
Nutella didn't
I'm
make
devastated.
It.
However, if you want to enjoy a really good sandwich,
there we go.
Have all three of our top three sandwich ingredients.
Honey.
Peanut butter and
well,
butter.
Yeah, that
wow.
works.
That
yeah.
would be a
yummy
sandwich.
You asked the question at INA. Do you put butter with peanut butter?
Do
you
I
it?
Do.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh,
no.
You have to.
God,
no.
It just tastes dry.
It's
so
too dry.
Buttery.
It's peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's not butter butter.
But
I know, but it's got the oil that replaces it to make the spread.
Justice wants to say something.
I was going to say, butter is really good on toast, but also if you want to mix up, you can have garlic butter.
Oh, we've just
game made, changer.
No,
that's
garlic
good.
Butter
wow,
is
wow,
not
wow,
as
good
wow, as
wow.
our top
it's
three.
Good.
What?
No.
No, I change. I put garlic butter
no.
as my number one.
Nah,
then
nah,
your breakfast is stinky.
Yeah, you
yeah,
need to think about
but
it,
it's worth
like,
it
from like a kid's perspective too. Like,
my
no
kids
kid wants
love,
garlic.
No, my kids
garlic
love
bread.
It.
Garlic bread for
they
maybe
I like
they
garlic.
Do.
I like garlic bread, but I don't think that garlic butter is a spread. It's garlic bread is the genre.
Nah, but you can get garlic butter as the spread.
It's like
I make garlic butter.
It's like brown bread, garlic bread,
can
white bread.
Can you buy garlic
seedy
butter
bread.
From the supermarket?
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you make
from sorry, like countdown?
Yeah, and garlic and herb too.
Okay, so what are we saying? Are we saying that we want to change our top three?
I'm putting that in number one.
No. I want it number one too.
No, garlic butter and number one. Guys, what do we do with butter then? Does that go to number two and then do we kick anything else?
Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to re-go through. We're going to re-go because of the late addition, which is very illegal. Someone should have said that during the initial phase, but that's fine. Okay, so your new top three now?
Is garlic butter.
No, in third?
No, garlic butter first.
Okay, so third?
So third, Marmite, second, smooth peanut butter, first, garlic butter.
Okay, so garlic butter number one.
I'm sticking with our original top three.
No, yours, because we're going to make it again.
Oh, stressful. Well, honey, peanut butter, Nutella.
Okay, all right.
Nutella!
Mine,
yeah, was that in there originally?
Yeah, mine is honey in third, raspberry jam in second, and I'm going to have to go with garlic butter. Over normal butter. I think, yep. Lock that in.
All
your
right,
turn.
Here I go.
Can't believe it.
Marmite, butter, garlic butter.
Wow, nothing sweet. That is crazy.
Okay, so.
Not, no, because okay. This thing, I'm a real savory kind of guy.
Me
I
too.
Am not a big fan of like sweet things.
Okay, we've got it. Okay, now we've got to decide. So.
Well, clearly garlic butter's come number one.
Garlic butter is yeah, we should start with third. And build up so that we can build the anticipation, Johnny.
Well, I just want to say that the two third places was Marmite.
And honey.
Oh, paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah, okay, Justice and Annalise do a paper, scissors, rock.
Justice,
see what
do
goes
it for Marmite.
Paper,
scissors, rock.
Honey's in third, okay.
I feel like you didn't even try.
Honey's third.
I really didn't.
Second place, we had peanut butter, jam, butter. So peanut butter.
Butter is half of...
Yeah, so peanut butter's in second.
I don't want peanut butter.
And that means that the new official number one spread for your bread, it's taken us almost 13 minutes to get there.
Me, oh my.
It is, drum roll please, we've already said it because Johnny ruined the announcement, it is garlic butter. Wow. Now, if you're an Arise kid and you like garlic butter, hey, all power to you. I suppose it is garlic bread. So that's for you.
It is a good summer treat.
Okay,
it's
the bell.
It's a good every treat.
The bell rang like ages ago. I feel like we don't need to recap what we've learnt because we've got our top three. Just again for the people at home, it is in third place.
Honey.
See,
honey.
I forgot to.
Honey,
peanut butter, garlic butter.
You can't put that together in a sandwich.
You can't put that together in a sandwich.
I actually have though, that's sad. I mixed the garlic butter with normal butter by accident and had honey on it.
It's
not good.
Don't
not.
Do
that
it.
Sounds revolting. And on that yummy, yummy thought, thanks so much for joining us for our first season of the Backstage Banter podcast.
Yeah.
We don't know when the next season will come out. Maybe it never will. If you think it should, though, email kids@arisechurch.com. And if we get a million people, maybe a thousand. If we get 1,000 emails saying that we should do season two, you never know. It might come at some point.
You could send 1,000 emails and we'd do it just for you.
That would be, honestly, if someone sends us 1,000 emails
I'd
saying
do it just
we should
for
do
them.
It, I would just record a special podcast. Just one.
I'd invite them to come onto the podcast.
They can run
how big's your budget? I don't know what budget to fly people in. Anyway, what else do I say? It's the end. Bye.
Listen to this guy.
That's right. Listen to this guy.
We like him.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.